That's RN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. may be on the verge of seizing a third oil tanker in international waters in the Caribbean. The Coast Guard is currently pursuing the tanker loaded with sanctioned Venezuelan crude. Over the weekend, a Chinese-owned tanker flying the Panamanian flag was seized. The lion's share of Venezuelan oil is exported to China. Car bomb has claimed the life of a Russian general in Moscow. Speculation is that the Ukrainian intelligence service was behind the operation. It's the third assassination of a senior Russian military officer in just over a year. The Justice Department is defending its handling of the release of the Jeffrey Epstein file.
The DOJ was required to release all the files by last Friday, but Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche defends the decision to release just a fraction of them. He told NBC's Meet the Press that his department was obligated to act with caution and eventually will release all of the thousands of documents. But Democrats and other critics are not satisfied, accusing the Trump administration of trying to hide information. Greg Clugston, Washington.
You may have found it less painful to check on your retirement savings in the past 11 months or so.
The average 401k fell more than 15% under Biden after you adjust for inflation. So basically, savers just got absolutely crushed. A lot of that had to do with how dismal the bond market performance was. Under Trump, that has completely reversed, and almost all of those losses have actually been recouped now, which is really, really great news.
The Heritage Foundation's E.J. Antoni talking with the Salem Radio Network. Northern California being swamped by torrential rains. One person has died in flood-ravaged Redding, California. Southern California expected to be hit in a few days. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 16 points. This is SRN News. A new report on how parents are raising their kids.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their kids on a regular basis. About one in five couples tell Pew they're raising their youngsters in a, quote, very religious household. And another 34% say their home is, quote, somewhat religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
Young women who have grown emboldened in their conservative beliefs attended the annual conference held by Turning Point USA in large numbers over the weekend. The organization was founded by Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated in September. The women do not want to apologize for their traditional views on faith, marriage, and family, and they drew inspiration from Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, who now leads the political juggernaut that helped return President Trump to the White House. This is SRN News. It may not be on the scale of the Louvre heist, but an employee at the French presidential residence is accused of pocketing thousands of dollars worth of tableware.
A silver steward who worked at Élysée Palace, the official residence of France's president, is accused of being a palace pilferer, allegedly taking up to $55,000 in silverware and other tableware, according to the Paris prosecutor's office. The head steward at the palace reported the disappearance, and the company that supplied most of the items identified them on online auction websites. Officials say the silver steward in question had inventory records that gave the impression he was planning future thefts, and they found some 100 objects in his personal locker, his vehicle, and home. I'm Donna Warner.
NATO intelligence believes that Russia is developing a weapon to target Elon Musk's Starlink satellites. SRNNews.com.